The protections for tenants and small landlords ended May 1st. Now, renters can continue through the month of August to cite economic hardship caused by the pandemic as a reason for not paying their rent. The measure also continues a moratorium on mortgage foreclosures for landlords. There are penalties for those who misrepresent their financial situation. Supporters say it's needed because many New Yorkers are still struggling financially. Senator Robert Jackson, who represents a district that includes the Washington Heights section of Manhattan, says his constituents have been hard hit by the pandemic.
Many small business owners and resident tenants in my district across New York State are still digging out from tremendous financial hardship in the shadow of COVID-19 pandemic. And I've said before in front of all of our colleagues, I represent 13 miles of Manhattan. And you may think that Manhattan is all of the wealth in the state of New York. I have tens of thousands of residents, tenants, that are struggling to survive.
Senate sponsor Brian Kavanaugh, also from Manhattan, says even though infection rates are going down and the number of vaccinated New Yorkers is rising, the effects of COVID aren't over, and preventing evictions helps stem the spread of the virus.
We are not out of the woods yet, and so the purpose of this bill is certainly to protect tenants and homeowners who are themselves having a hardship, as well as small business owners and small landlords and small commercial property owners that are having hardship. But its principal purpose is as a public health measure to protect all of us from getting sick and from extending this pandemic unnecessarily, which would be what would occur if we were to allow these moratoria to expire prematurely.
Opponents, which include many Republicans in the legislature, argue that the moratorium should end sooner. Senator Pamela Helming of Canandaigua says the CDC recommends that tenant protection should end June 30th, and Governor Cuomo says the state will largely be reopening on May 19th. Helming says extending the measure further only delays a looming housing crisis.
Rather than continuing to kick this can down the road and watch people fall further and further into debt and into despair, this body should show real support for struggling families of both the tenants and the property owners by not extending the moratorium beyond the CDC recommendations.
Senator Anthony Palumbo from Long Island says the measure does not provide enough protections for landlords. Palumbo says when the current measure runs out, tenants will have to pay back the rent money that they owe. He says many might not have the resources. Landlords, however, hold the deeds to the properties, and if the lack of rent causes them to miss mortgage payments, they'll end up in foreclosure.
The landlords aren't the big bad landlords who are multi-hundred millionaires and billionaires. The landlords I'm talking about are the ones in my district. Those are the folks who have two or three unit buildings. Those are the folks who rely on that income for a small commercial mixed use building for their retirement because they took their life savings and bought a $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $1 million maybe building. Yeah, that sounds like a lot, but when you take out a mortgage and you're dealing with debt service and dealing with the issues of obviously maintaining property in New York, which is not cheap, any month, let alone a year and a half worth of lost rent, can put you underwater for good.
Senator Palumbo and others who voted against the measure say the state's tenants and landlords would benefit more from the $2.4 billion in federal rental assistance relief approved by Congress in March. But they say the state has been slow to distribute those funds. Bill sponsor Kavanaugh says he thinks once those monies are handed out, the majority of the back payments will be made. The measure was also approved in the state assembly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.